slow burn.
Yeah.
But it's
One, two, three, go. Oh, yeah. Hello.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I feel like this is a good summer jam.
Yeah.
Also, just a generally good jam for yelling drunkenly at karaoke.
Or like just being alone and sad.
Yeah. But the karaoke joint that we go to, I would say that this is, if not the one of the like most requested jams.
I'd say so.
And people,
I'd say it is so.
Yeah. All right, it is so. It is known.
It is known.
Sup, guys.
How's everybody doing?
Enjoying Great. The spring weather.
Mm-hmm.
I am. I was this weekend until today. Today sucks. But yesterday was
awesome.
I think it was like 79 at one point.
Yeah, I have to say, at one point I was like, too hot. I was like, I don't like this anymore. I'm too hot.
No, I
love it. And then it got back to the perfect temperature. There was just a 2-hour break in the middle of the day where I was like, oh.
Yeah. I stayed in on Friday Eve and just Saturday. Just went to work.
What did you do?
Day drinking, brunching. Rooftop hotel lounge.
Yeah, we both ended up at
concerts. Yeah, lounge. It is just, you know, the whole summer experience.
Shebang.
Yeah, one day it was great, and then today I ate a giant sandwich and sat on this couch because it was cold.
I kind of did the same at my house.
What else did you do this week?
I'm almost finished my kid's book.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. I just need to print it and put words on it. The words will be easy, though. That's
pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. What about you?
Did some dragging of trees this week. Because we recorded on Wednesday.
We did this on Wednesday.
Right.
It's
only been like 3 days.
No, on Wednesday.
Yeah, but I saw a bunch of movies recently.
Between Wednesday and today?
Yeah, because I've been staying in on Fridays and just like watching Blu-rays and chilling out. So I saw the new Thor movie, which was like, I don't know, it was all right. The coolest part about Thor movie is when he does the no-look hammer grabs, you know? Like, he's standing there, and he's just like, and then the hammer just flies into his hand.
Is it, like, that big?
It's pretty big.
I don't know.
Like this.
I don't really get Thor, to be honest.
All right. Yeah, but I saw Bad Grandpa.
Oh, I actually really wanted to see that. Is it good?
Yeah, it's not as good as the Jackass movies, but it's good. Mm. They just, like, draw that skit, like, you know, it's just like, but it's still fun. If you're a Jackass fan, you know, a purist, and I am a big fan of all the Jackass movies.
Speaking of Bad Grandpa, you know what I started watching this week? The Good Wife.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's, Julianna Margulies is great. And the other woman in it is from Bend It Like Beckham. She played the, like, sassy sister. She's great.
Oh, okay.
And then Chris Noth, he's fine. But I'm enjoying it very much. And I haven't watched a CBS drama perhaps in my whole life. But I
don't think I have either.
I know. I just heard a lot of good things.
Yeah. Today I saw The Man of Steel.
Is that the new one?
Yeah, it's the new one. And I wasn't that impressed. I find Superman to be boring.
I don't know why they keep making these. Yeah. Like, let's just...
But Diane Lane was his mom.
That's weird, because she should be the, like... Well, yeah. I guess not, but... Yeah.
So I watched the whole thing. It was worth it. Just for some...
She's great.
Just for some glimpses of the timeless Diane Lane.
She is quite timeless. Her name is Diane, so that's a timeless name to me. We got a lot of ground to cover this pod.
We're going to try to make it snappy this time. Because this was quite a bit of pages, actually.
Yeah, guys.
So, look at this. This is a nice little chunk of the book.
I sat in Wicker Park yesterday, and I just read this. It was lovely.
Cool. I actually was planning on doing that today, but it was crappy.
Bananas.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, well.
So, we start off with our...
T.
So, before we get started... we're still, please write us iTunes reviews.
Have we got any yet?
I haven't checked in a hot minute. But please write us an iTunes review.
Follow us on Twitter.
Please follow us on Twitter. Most importantly, I think just follow us on Facebook, because I think that's where most of our updates and stuff go.
Follow us on everything.
But, like, write us.
We're not annoying.
Complain. you holler, whatever, and we'll read off whatever you
want. Just so we know that you're there.
Yeah.
Somebody's listening to this. Because sometimes it feels like nobody is.
No, there's people listening. Okay. I was looking at the downloads.
Guys.
They're picking up a little bit.
Come on, like, talk to us. We really would love it. None of our friends listen to this.
Yeah, none of our friends listen to this.
I think
only a couple, maybe.
All of my friends, I've told them I'm doing this, and they forget. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to do the podcast. Like, what podcast? I'm like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Come on. Our friends are terrible. No, I'm just kidding. They were not listening, so it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, let's throw out some burns right now. Mike smells. He smokes pot way too early in the morning.
Burn.
Kelly has read all the books, and I don't think he's listened to a podcast yet, so he smells too.
Sarah Gouda smells.
He should get a haircut. Sarah Gouda smells.
Smells.
Smells bad.
Oh, that's all of our friends.
Yeah, so you won't even know about those disses unless you listen.
Okay, tea and vengeance. Vengeance is a dish best served cold. Whereas tea is a drink best served hot. I just thought of that.
That's good. That is good.
Okay, who do we got here?
Felt so English. It's such an English, like, officer. Oh, jolly good. We're going to go to battle.
We shall serve our tea and vengeance.
Shall serve.
I have to keep reminding myself that Joe is English. He's English, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really that important, but...
Yeah. So... They're going through this hillside, and they're like, what do you see in this hill? And it felt like they were looking at the prairies of Illinois in my mind.
I guess that. I could see that. Yeah. It sounds
well, like, you know, it's not the most scenic per se, but there's a certain...
Je ne sais quoi?
Correct. To the landscape. And... Logan's like, yeah, it looks pretty good for battle. And then he, like, pretty much lays it out. So he looks like a pretty good tactician, actually.
He's got a war brain that he just, like, turns on and off really quickly. It's pretty impressive.
I was impressed, honestly. His war brain. He's just, like, the stones.
Bam, bam, bam.
And they're like, hey, Magi guy who looks like a plumber, aren't you kind of worried? Baez. Aren't you kind of worried that you're leaving, you know, like your bridge fort or whatever?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, it's cool. I got, like, the alarm on.
And, like, but me, I was like, yeah, I can't wait till these guys get attacked because he's going to do something off the chain. Yeah. And then he does.
And, but yeah, so apparently he has the gates have the word of Juvens on them.
Yeah.
So it's like a. Like a rune etched into them that protects the...
Makes you invis, or you have to know what you're looking
right,
for.
Right, the magic in this book so far is, like, not everywhere. It's not, like, super common, but, like, when it happens, it's, like, pretty fucking magical.
But, like, the people that aren't magical, like, don't seem like they even think about magic. Whereas if I was a non-magical person living in a magic world, that's all I would ever think about.
Right.
Like, what?
How do
they're,
I
like,
do
not
this?
Bothered.
Yeah.
This reminded me of the Room of Requirement in Harry Potter. You can only access the room when you're in need of it. So it can be right in front of you, but if you don't know how to ask for it, you can't get inside.
Interesting.
And it changes. With whatever you need, it'll be filled with the things to help you towards your goal. It's great.
Like a Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, if you needed a late-term abortion, you could just be like, I need the Room of Requirement, and then who knows what would be inside. Anyways.
So they're going through, and then Baez is like, that, like, Stevie Nicks sorceress lady.
Oh, Kareeb.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Kareeb.
She's not as big of a dummy as I said she was. She has the long eye, and she has been watching us. She knew when they left and in what direction they were headed.
Shit. That's what Logan
says
about
that. His favorite quote, yes. Shit, by far his favorite quote.
Yeah.
And that's not, like, you know, crazy accurate, but considering that Bethed, like, has all of these, like, Northmen under his wing now.
Yeah.
They can basically just warn.
It's interesting that he didn't tell Logan, but, like, Logan doesn't even seem to, like, care.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, like, they're talking about plants.
And then they get to talk about some magic.
Yeah, Baez is doing the classic hard teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Poor little Malachus, who's such a dweeb, this guy.
Yeah.
How's he ever supposed to be first of the Magi?
He's not doing so hot in magic school right now.
And Logan's like...
Not getting on Dean's list this semester.
Def not. And freaking Logan's answering questions for him.
Yeah, but they're like, one thing that said, base magic is wild and dangerous, for it comes from the other side, capital letters. And to draw from the world below is fraught with peril. So that's why they have to learn all this stuff, because it is delicate.
Do you think they mean, like, world below, like a hell, or just, like, the underworld in general?
Right now I'm thinking it's like a spirit, like another dimension, almost, among us. So, and then Logan's like the first law, and everyone's like, yeah, because... Like, it's you're forbidden to speak with devils. Yeah. And they're like, yep, you're correct. And then they're like, there's also a second law. And they're like, what's that?
This one surprised me.
Yeah, me too. And is and they say, it is forbidden to eat the flesh of men. And I was like, damn, this book might get real wacky.
Yeah, right. But then Logan has his, like, sitcom, like, response. You wizards get up to some strange stuff. Yeah. Oh, you don't even know the half of it. Yeah.
And then I'm just imagining like a Benny Hill kind of like a cut. And then they drink some tea.
Drinking some tea. Which smells like feet.
Yeah.
Which.
Do they? Does tea smell like feet?
Well, that's what Logan says. It smells like feet. Why I was surprised. Maybe it's like weird tea.
And then.
Baez calls Logan a riddle. See, clearly he's trying to. Analyze Logan for his own purpose. He wants him to do something of that much we can be certain. But Logan's just playing. He's like, oh, not me. I've killed everybody, but I'm nothing special.
Yeah, basically. And it's kind of weird, almost. Like, he is happily to be ignorant on this journey. You know, he's like, whatever. Whatever happens. And that just seems a little weird.
Seems tired. He just seems like exhausted.
He's tired. You think he's like, playing an angle here?
I don't think so. I think he's, like, lost everything. Like, he's nothing. Though it was interesting when...
He did, like, just lose all his friends.
Yeah, and his family. Yeah. It was interesting when Baez said that he can't speak to the spirits, only... And he said, I don't have that gift. And it's like, right. You're the first of the Maj.
Yeah.
And Logan's like, they're boring. Yeah. Like, he's literally like, they don't have really anything cool to say.
Yeah.
Just like, LOL. Maybe that's the only way you can speak to them, is, like, if you completely write them off.
I mean, yeah, but they're still, like... They're the equivalent of, like, a cell phone in this freaking thing, you know? Like, you get some, like, mad updates, you know?
It's true. There's three of them. So we have this whole... This is a nice setting the scene. We get to learn a little bit more about each character.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Black Toe.
Black Toe.
Which, to me, I thought he just had real bad fungus.
Yeah, it's not as cool as Blackbeard.
No. Black Toe. Ew.
And he is a named man, capital letters, yeah. So we don't know what that is, but sounds like some, like Navy SEAL kind of shit.
Or, like, the Union, like, if you hear a name, like, you're some sort of... I don't know, though, because they're in the North. I don't know what that means. But Black Toe doesn't seem like a dick. It seems kind of like they're both just, like, sorry.
Yeah.
I felt bad for Black Toe, also because he...
Kind of like a Empire Strikes Back...
God, I haven't watched that movie.
When they're in the Sky City, and the guy welcomes Han Solo, and then he betrays them, and then Han Solo gets stuck in that
carbonite
thing.
That's all I remember.
Yeah, and he's like, "Sorry, man, Empire's got yanking my chain."
Yeah,
and they're like, "You know, you could fight him." It's like, "Yeah, but I gotta get paid." You know,
I can understand that. Like, yeah. I'm not that brave.
I know. Yeah, in real life, I'd be like, "All right, like, yeah." I mean, I gotta pay some bills and shit.
Sorry, I'm gonna cut off your head.
Sorry.
So they're just trying to capture. They're trying to capture Logan. They don't seem like interested in Baez.
It doesn't seem like it right now,
which is weird, but so, like, they really want him, which is also weird because Bethad had, well, I guess he was under the protection of the walled city and stuff. Mm-hmm. but they're getting cornered, and
so the way that this happened is that the Black Toe and his guys, they muffled the horse's hooves,
the old with cloth trick.
And they had spears, and they came out from the rear and the front. So they pretty much had a pretty good plan. Like, they...
Yeah.
Maybe their only blunder was not bringing enough guys. If they just...
Well, no.
Well, they just wanted to sneak up on them.
Oh, you mean, like... Well, they... If they didn't have Baez, they wouldn't have had a...
And the guy's name is Black Toe because he loses all his toes to the frost... And then that's why he became such a good horse
rider. God, that'd be rider. So terrifying, though. Like, you can't fall. This guy can't fall off his horse or he's done, you know? He's going to have to, like, wobble.
Yeah. Then you but usually, in battle, if you fall off the horse, and you have the, like, you know, knighted horse equipment, you're not in a good spot
anyways. I know, but, like, you can't even, like, yeah. This guy's really fucked.
Yeah.
But we do hear a little bit of gossip on the street.
Right. The streets of the north.
Let's see, who... Old Man Y'all, he didn't want to bow to Bethed, but he offered... Bethed offered him the duel with our friend Fenris the Feared. And he took it, and they
Fenris the... I wonder what other kind of, like, nicknames you were trying to think of for him. Like, Fenris the Finicky.
Yeah, right. But we do find out, though, that... So, Fenris is his new
champion. Fenris the Foul, because he farts real bad. Fenris the Farty. What about that? Huh?
This is Fenris the Farty.
No one wants to duel with Fenris the Farty. It smells terrible. Old Man Y'all. What kind of... That's a bad nickname.
I
kind of
like that one. Y'all! Y'all come back.
Old Man Y'all.
But we find out that... So Fenris is Bethed's new champion, and that means Logan used to be his champion.
So that was dropped.
Now we finally know why they have such... Yeah. So why the heck did he ever let Logan go?
Dun, dun, dun. I wonder if Logan and the Fenris the Farty are going to square off at
There's
one
so
point.
Many champions right now. Yeah. We got Logan, Fenris, Farty, Giselle. I guess it's three.
And that one, just the one that other guy with a leg of steel.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That guy was mentioned like one time. All he
like
has
a
going
steel pillar, I say.
Back leg. Like which actually seems like it could be kind of bad.
Yeah.
So we got some gossip.
Right, and
the
then
north.
Turns out that, like, right, Old Man Y'all bent the knee, but there's some guys up in the mountains, kind of like the Eyrie.
Kermuck file.
Yeah. Kermuck, yeah, he's just like, fuck that. And I guess, you know, it's kind of an cool. It's pain in the ass to go into the mountains and, like,
get
weed people out. It's,
as we found out in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Ugh. Ugh. That's correct.
Okay, so now we're all set for Logan to surrender.
Yes, exactly. And then some fisticuffs gets thrown down.
Hell yeah.
And then some pretty metal, brutal, yeah. You know. Right?
He yeah, like, he really...
Metal!
He really describes the way people die.
So... So, yeah, he did the nice gladiator trick where, like...
I was watching that today.
Yeah, I was watching that, too.
It was on TV. I saw it at the gym. But yeah. I couldn't hear it, but you don't... Yeah. It was literally...
I
was watching.
Like, that part, I was like, yeah, I got this. Thumbs up? No, thumbs down. You're dead. Sorry.
Bye.
Anyways. So, yeah, so...
Which is the exact gladiator trick? What you're talking about?
Well, he, like, remember when they were going to assassinate, they're going to execute Maximus, and he, like, stood up and hit the guy in the face.
Oh, yeah.
And then grabbed the sword out of his hand. Well, he did a similar thing, but he used the pommel of the sword to smack him in the face.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm handing over, you know, but then you get him right in the mouth. You just get him in the mouth. That's the thing.
Yeah, I guess it would suck. Wow, that hurt so bad. Yeah. Ow. And then they have Malachus sitting there like a turd on a log. And Logan just is, like, going for it, though. He really does a lot for the fact that nobody's helping him.
yeah, he's another fight where he's just throwing down. And then, so at this one point, he swung the sword. Logan swung the sword down with all his strength.
Mm-hmm.
And then it took the big man's arm off just below the elbow, then struck into his shoulder? Wait. Yeah. It would have to come up.
Took the big man
in order to take the arm here and go into the shoulder. And then cleaving through the fur and the mail beneath and splitting him to his stomach?
Like,
near in half?
Maybe his arm was like this? Like, if he was up.
Oh!
Then it could have been like,
yeah. Oh. And then... Oh, brutal. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. That's most likely how that was.
Yeah, okay, I see that. Yeah. So he had his hand up. It went through his forearm, into his shoulder, and then down into like a Barry Dondarrion kind of situation.
Yeah, that sword seems real sharp.
Oh, man, that's a sharp sword. That is brutal. That's no good.
Logan almost like lost his like... not footing on your horse, but whatever.
Mountain. So, yeah, and then the other guys, it was all kind of wacky, and I think he got, like, a spear in his stab shoulder, in his shoulder, yeah. But it wasn't, like, too bad, and then he just got on the horse and just sprinted off. Mm-hmm. Then he's like, fuck you.
Yeah, I'm like, Logan, you haven't been boastful this whole time. Why are you starting now?
Right. And then he runs into his forest, and guess what? The forest is dead end. They got, like, a sharpened, like, stakes kind of closed off thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, shit, it's not good. And then Baez is like, well,
hold on.
I guess I should have done this before.
Right, like, he easily could have died.
Yeah, he's just like, see ya. Like, yeah, they're all like fucked and they're like all screwed, and he just runs off with Malachus, and he's just like, Logan will take care of these like four guys with spears on horseback.
Yeah, I like was wondering, was like, did he have to like set up or something for his magic? Probably not.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Anyways, he runs into the forest, and then he basically uses all his saved up, like, crisis his mana points to do his limit break attack. And then he just, just explodes a ton of trees, apparently. Just explodes them. They're, like, white and hot.
Is he 209, 210? Yeah, they explode in a wall of searing, blinding, white hot flame.
That is really hot. And then, like, trunks are bursting and branches are snapping. Yeah, and the horses go nuts. And like the archers are just incinerated.
Yeah,
and like one of the horses like runs into the thing, and then an axe. It's a fucking shit show. Like, yeah, it's just like,
but like Baez is sitting on his horse. The horse doesn't move.
Basically, Logan has to do almost barely nothing, and then everyone's dead.
Yeah,
and then
And then
Black Toe is not in good shape.
Yeah, I felt bad for Black Toe.
Yeah.
But then he's like, I shouldn't have done this.
Yeah, so Logan's like, his shoulder was a ball of pain, his left arm numb, his fingers ripped and bleeding. But Black Toe was in worse shape.
Yeah.
He was propped on his elbows, legs crushed under his horse to the hips.
No, he's got no legs, he's done.
Hands burned, swollen tatters.
Baez is actually not looking that good either. He's like haggard, ill, and old, like a man who dragged a cart 10 miles.
Right. It seems as if the magic limit break has also decreased some of his hit points.
Yeah. This is similar to when Dumbledore is struggling.
Oh, really?
I don't want to give a spoiler away, but come on, it's Harry Potter.
It's also similar to all of the video games.
I'm not familiar with that. But then we got this nice little, moment between Black Toe and him, and he's like, he's like, I should have stayed in the mountains. There might have been something fine in that.
Yeah.
I just had enough. You can see that, can't you? And Logan's like, yeah, I've always just had enough.
Yeah.
And then he raises his sword, and Black Toe's like, I'm glad it's you, Nine Fingers, for what it's worth. I want to tell you, Raph, if you ever need to behead me, I'll be glad that you did it.
Okay, thank you. Same as well for me.
I'd be really worried that I wouldn't, like,
do got it that before. Warhammer.
That's not how you behead somebody.
You won't behead it, but
God, I'm not going to, like,
just don't miss. It's guaranteed. Spike to the head.
Oh, God.
Instant.
I feel like I could do... You have to be so careful. I'm just thinking of, like...
Take some practice swings.
Yeah, that's true.
No, that's why, you know, they had the pro, like, beheaders and stuff back in the day. They practiced, you know?
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. That's where we... this made me laugh when... let's see. Nothing's changed, Logan said. By a strained up, brushing the dirt from his knees. When has it ever... Time is a flat circle.
Oh, dropped it. And then he just busted out a six-pack of Lone Star Tall Boys. And a pack of camels. Was this one camels or Marlboros?
I don't remember.
I'm going to say camels.
Okay.
But who cares? I don't know. And just fucking... what has happened before will happen again over and over for the end of eternity.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean? I don't know. Who's Joseph Brodsky?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up while you say something.
Cool.
So we're into part two, guys.
Part two. We did it, you guys. We did.
I wonder how many parts there are in this book.
We're making it through this book. We're doing
Joseph
it.
Joseph Brodsky.
This chapter is called What Freedom Looks Like.
Oh, this chapter made me so happy.
And yeah, I think this is, you know, we were complaining about this a little earlier.
Yeah.
And this lady sounds like a handful.
She sounds cool. So it looks like this guy is a famous Russian author.
Okay.
So, no, I don't care.
Cool, yeah.
We'll look it up later.
What kind of fantasy stuff did he write about, though?
I don't know. It's like love.
So, this lady is, first thing she's like, it's after a battle, and when she says, when the fighting is over, you dig if you're still alive.
Mm-hmm. And so she's got strong, like, I wouldn't say morals or ethics, but she's got, like, a code that she lives by. Like, mm-hmm. She buries her own.
Yeah.
Even though she seems to hate everything.
And she's like in a desert area, so the...
Yeah.
So actually the shoveling, if it's like dry, arid soil, might be even more difficult.
That'd be tough, yeah.
Yeah, so that sucks. Oh, so the area is called the Badlands.
Yeah.
And the lady's name
is...
Pharaoh Malgin? Malhin?
What's called Pharaoh?
Pharaoh.
Mia. Pharaoh. Just kidding.
Oh, gotcha.
That's not anything. Anyways, so she's doing her deed. She's got a plan. She's like, all right, I gotta get...
Yeah.
She's being an asshole to this guy that's dying. And all of a sudden, a man appears. A magical man. He keeps getting closer. She keeps trying to kill him. So she's clearly a good archer.
Right. So this guy... So yeah, it was basically like an old man shows up about 10 strides away. He was
literally
making...
Like, time passes. Like, episode, she's like, oh, there's a man right there.
Yeah.
Flop!
Right. He was making no move forward. Was holding no weapon. He was just standing looking at her with a benign smile. She let the arrow fly. I was like, whoa!
That was actually my favorite thing. Everybody else is always like, who was he? But, and she was like, nope. She did it like 3 times and she's like, alright, well, what's the deal?
So she might be actually the smartest one of this group so far.
Yeah, she clearly like knows.
She's just
how
like,
to survive.
Fuck that. Like, I am not messing around even with this guy right now.
She does think he might be an eater, which is a really creepy name.
Yeah, it's an excellent scary name.
Capital.
No idea what it is. The man is very dark skinned, black as coal, so it just sounds like he is like
he's from a deep
very dark,
south?
Like, kind of like an African black man.
Yeah.
And he's from the deep south. And, right, the arrow, like, just seemed to curve in the air and it totally missed him. It went around him.
Magic man. Magic
and his name is Yue.
Which sounds like Yahweh. Perhaps he is God.
Aha.
Ooh, excuse
me. Aha.
Pharaoh knew one thing and one thing only. She knew how to kill. Nice. Getting a little
backstory. What about, like, eating? I guess she's not a very good cook.
It'd be really funny if she, like, tried to eat and just, like, smashed her forehead.
Doesn't know how to cook.
Probably does. I mean,
doesn't know how to do laundry.
Nothing a woman knows how, unlike all those other women.
It's gonna be tough to wife this lady.
It's,
you know?
It's probably will be. Hope I bet Giselle will be able to do it.
Yeah, right, for sure, Giselle.
So anyway, he always kind of speaking in riddles, though. Like, to her credit, he is being really vague, like a magic man. But he's not from Gurkul. He's not an eater. But he's like, there's an eater out looking for you. I'm like, what? This is like literally the most interesting thing we've come across yet.
I want to know what it is. What is it?
Maybe, well, you're not allowed to eat the flesh of men. Maybe it has something to do with that. Like, it's
that's
like a
immediately
bad,
what I wanted to.
Yeah, like a bad wizard? Or
yeah, maybe. Maybe he like eats man flesh and gets like flashbacks to like where they were, their memories or something.
That's. Yeah. I didn't,
all right. Yeah.
So Gurkul is the south of the Union, and it's like, is it like Philistines? Like, what's the deal with it? Do we know? It's just like, she hates it, but I don't really know.
Yeah,
I think the
it just seems like it. It just seems like a kind of far away, kind of like a Persian Empire to like the Union's Greece kind of thing going on, and they have slavery apparently.
Yeah,
and it seems as Pharaoh is an escaped slave.
So
she snorts. Fuck the emperor.
Yeah.
And then Yue says, I heard you already did.
Bazinga!
Zing! Ta-da!
She's like, she literally growled.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh yeah, you will not want to get caught because they will starve you, put you in a cage, put you in the sun, spit on you,
like,
throw shit
it.
At you. Perhaps they will give you piss to drink if you are lucky.
Like in Waterworld, remember that? Kevin Costner has to drink pee when he's in that cage.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wait, no, he...
Does he turn his pee into water?
Yeah, yeah, he's got the thing that turns pee into water.
Whatever, he's still drinking pee in some capacity.
Yeah.
Anyways, she is, like, still not having it. He's like, come on. And he's like, can you give that guy water? And she's like, no. And he's like, what do you want?
Yeah.
And she's like, vengeance.
I want to kill the entirety of Gurkul, everyone.
And the guy's like,
come on.
Come on.
Sounds reminds me of the Sand Snake from Game of Thrones. She just wants to go to war with Highgarden, no matter what. And the prince is like, dog,
stop.
You gotta chill out. Yeah. You gotta have a plan with this shit. This isn't like, you don't just rush in, fucking all Rob Stark like. You gotta get a plan. You gotta do the backroom deals, or it's not gonna work out. So she's not thinking about that right now.
No. But then she buries her own, and he watches her. It's like he's like that, like, father figure, like, she must learn.
Yeah.
Which is kind of annoying, but anyway. He's like,
Like, totes can get you, like, where you want to go. And then she's like, that's impossible. And he's like, no way, I just got here. You didn't see me coming.
She's like, Bart.
Yeah, and then she's like, unnoticed even by an eater. And he's like, yup. And she's like, all right, let's do it.
Let's do it. Because she's like, I'm not going to survive out in those badlands.
Yeah.
And he's like, this way. And she's like, that's where everybody is. And he's like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
That's the wrong way.
So there's like a camp at night.
Yeah.
And everyone's like roasting marshmallows and playing chilling Uno. Out,
eating like probably baked potatoes.
Yeah. And just, you know, and
having a time.
Having a good time.
And you're always like, oh, let's go right.
Yeah.
Through them all.
They're doing like a choose your own adventure thing.
Yeah. But then he explains.
And then she's like, no, she was like, let's go to this, like, let's go through this area where there's less fires.
He's like, nah.
Which I would pick in a choose your own adventure book.
Yeah. But
and then I would turn the page and like, psych, that's where all the soldiers were.
I never I never got to the end. I would die like twice and I was like, I'm done with this. I'm done with this book.
So, yeah.
So they go the other way and then they're walking through camp and he explains to her that as long as she's with him and she doesn't like scream in their ears, she won't be seen. These dudes are just chilling, weapons on the ground. And they happen to be gossiping about her as she walks by, which was very convenient.
And she's got this total, like, Jedi mind trick invisibility cloak thing going on.
And they're like, they say she's not right in the head. And she's like, ugh, rude. They say she killed 100 men. She's on women and children, too. And she's like, psh, I can't think of any kids I killed. Okay, she's like, no, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But she wants to... This actually made me LOL. I wrote LOL. The dudes are, like, sitting around talking. There's, like, a young man, an old man. The big man nodded, my son's nearly grown now. They get so old so quick. There's no way these guys are saying that to each other. Like, wow. Like, that's... I feel like that's, like, such a late, like... I don't know. That felt so, like, contrived.
There's no way they're saying that.
They get so old so quick.
They get old so quick.
I just can't imagine, like, a group of, like, soldiers, like... Just hashing it out. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think so.
I thought it was.
I think a lot more people had to go into soldiering back in the day.
Maybe.
They just, like, had to.
Just made me, like, laugh to imagine them. And she gets more pissed at this. She's just mad that, like, they're talking about their families.
Yeah.
Not even that they want
to
kill her.
So she, like, walks up right to this guy, and apparently the invisibility magic spell is, like, pretty potent.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
She's just in his face and, like, nothing... Couldn't see her at all.
Mm-mm. She almost... And she wants to kill him so bad.
So bad, you know?
She could smell his breath.
Just like that donut that's sitting on the top of the garbage pile. Just, you know he's wanted so
garbage
bad.
Garbage pile?
Just sitting right there on top of the garbage.
Why would you put a whole donut on top of the garbage?
Just like the Seinfeld episode with
the Costanza.
And he's wanted that eclair or whatever. But you know it's on top of the garbage. You gonna go for that?
It's true.
She left it. George would have killed him.
But that's a turning point. She leaves him, and then the hate and the fear, she, like, collapses. The hate and the fear were gone for the time being, but they left a hole, and she had nothing else to fill it with. She felt empty, cold, sick, and alone. She hugged herself, rocking slowly back and forth, and closed her eyes, but the darkness held no comfort. It's like when you finish... a TV series, and you're like, what do I do now? That was how it was for me. I'm like, what is next? And then she's like, I've got nothing. And then old man Yahweh is like, I think this proves there's something in you to be saved after all.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, another great adventure begins.
Yep. So this is going to be interesting. I'm excited for Pharaoh just being a super bitch and just killing everyone.
But like also like trying not to kill everybody. You can tell she's like going to be like the princess they have to like put in, the warrior princess they have to put in like a gown, and she's like mad about it. I got itchy leg. Hold on.
So our favorite guy, Jazal, our most favorite character,
Jazal,
is up to all sorts of shenanigans in the Square of Marshals, and they got a meeting. Guess who's coming? Everyone's coming. Jalen Horn, Lord Brock, Archlector, Salt, High Justice, Monrovia. Everyone's actually showing up to this thing, and they're just talking about how like no one ever shows up to this thing. So
unfortunately, I was really bummed the king didn't make an appearance.
No, okay, so king is probably my favorite character.
He's probably like somewhere eating a flat tiza. Like he's just like bumming around in a courtyard. Who knows though, maybe he's playing us all.
That's gonna be the longest con in book four. He's just gonna be like, psych,
I did it all.
It was just a huge plan.
So this chapter is pretty, like, it's mostly just, like, about the bureaucracy.
Yeah.
The gist of it is that the Guild of Mercers is getting their trade agreement repealed, and they're all getting arrested.
Yeah, basically this was Archlector Salt's plan from the beginning, pretty much. He doesn't like the Mercers. He doesn't like non-nobles. He doesn't like startup guys,
because they're dodging the king's taxes. He
says, oh yeah, he's talking about the merchants, and he's like, I would be the last to deny it. A fine job of dodging the king's taxes.
There was a collective they were doing that. If I was a person, I'd be like, yeah, everybody's probably
right. No, it's just funny to me. He was like, yes, he did a great job for me to poop on.
Da, da, da. High treason. And everybody's shaking their fists.
Yeah.
And then in comes our...
Durka, Durka, Durka.
In comes our main man, Glockta, limping his way, and he's got all of his mercers in like a chained row.
Their heads were like shaved bare, and they were dressed in brown sackcloth. Man, the clothing of the penitent, confessed traitors.
These guys seem like they've been tortured too. Within an inch of their lives, they're like, "Yep, they did it." Well, they kept. Remember, they like taught them repetition, and when they were reciting it, like they just. Yeah. And he's like, "Shut up, we got it. Like you did it."
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh god." So they go through all this. Jazal doesn't know any of this happened, and he knows that
he mentions how not good. They're now ready for their Marie Claire cover shoot, these guys.
Oh no, that's true. But Jazal's like, Salem Ruse, he's my dad's friend. Are we gonna get in trouble?
That's
like all he's concerned with.
That's unnerving, because he's like, yeah, this guy seemed alright.
And he's in our house.
And then I saw that Practical Frost guy the other week. Like, this is not good. Mm-mm-mm-mm. I don't want to be hanging out with these guys. This is a bad crowd. Someone in this crowd is definitely doing cocaine all the time.
And it's probably...
Someone probably owes some money. This is not a good crowd to hang out with.
I feel like Severard, of everybody, would probably be the coke.
Severard's the coke guy. Everyone's like, yo, Severard.
How'd you find this abandoned giant house that's empty all the time, but it's covered in a thin...
I know a guy at the club I go to. You know, Sunday night, industry night, a bull in there. They were selling, I know a guy. Also, I got to go to the bathroom for a while.
So then they question them all. And they're all like,
and they're all just spouting. They're like, yes, they're guilty. Guilty, everyone's guilty. They're literally just yelling. They're like, did you hire an assassin to pretend of his majesty's subjects? He's like, yes! I did that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of sad.
And they're like, what? Like,
were you acting alone?
Why did you do that?
No!
And they're like, about the treasonous activities of the guild. about the treasons, about the activities of the guild, so justice, activities.
I've been watching The Good Wife, and, like, they were just prepping a witness. And yeah. Like, they would never want to prep you too much, because they want to make it seem like it hasn't been rehearsed.
Yeah.
These guys are not concerned. Could not care less.
Whatever. Close counsel examined the case and is well satisfied. My hands are tied. Book shut. Everyone's fucking guilty.
Yeah.
Mercers lose their rights to fucking mercing.
Later.
They
lose, yeah. They also get, like, rounded up, too, which will happen later, but...
Their license is revoked by royal decree. The hands of his... And then their suitable candidates and their contracts and their whatever are going to the capable hands of the His Majesty's Inquisition.
That was weird. I thought that, like, it would be weird to put that much... That's, like... Like, commerce is, like... I know you want to be controlled with your inquisitors and stuff, but I feel like it does... It requires some, like, experts in money.
When you shut down an account and you open a new account, it's kind of a not a great situation, because a lot of it is about the interaction between the people.
Right.
There's business deals. Not every business deal is on paper. Some a lot of business deals are just side, like, deals or whatever.
What are they gonna do?
I think they're having like a they're not considering what economic impact this is going to do.
Right, like, happen. So they're just like, yeah, we'll accept applications. I'm like, what about this, like, intervening time when people are like, I got a bunch of potatoes, what do I put them? can I sell them? This is gonna.
I literally have a field of potatoes and nothing else.
Please, somebody, like, this is gonna go so bad for Glockta.
I don't think this is gonna go well. Yeah,
this is gonna be horrible for him.
So. So they see a Mercer outside. He looks like he is ruined.
He's like, ugh.
Yeah, and Giselle spots Lieutenant Brent in his cheap uniform.
What?
Mackin' an Artie. Yeah, and Brent. She is eating it up with a silver spoon.
They laugh together.
Yeah.
Giselle's so transparent, it's annoying.
Yeah. And but he did get this, so he comes up, he's like, hey, bro, shouldn't you be, like, on duty or whatever? And he's like,
all right, buddy. And he's like, don't you fucking talk to me.
Yeah. he's like, ahoy, captain, and he just fucking, you know, storms off.
Yeah, imagine that, like, we're friends yesterday and, like, we're playing cards.
Yeah. And, yeah, it sucks. And then Artie's like,
chill out,
well,
bro.
That was charming. Are those the manners you should use before a lady? And then he says, I really couldn't say. Why? Was there one watching?
Hi-oh!
Burn! She's in, like, your
she's
face.
Like, yeah, I'm not a lady.
And she gets a smirk, and she gets kind of hot and bothered about
it. Like, they're like, they're like the back and forth. They're like, who's like a famous couple that bickers? And then, like, a famous one. There's like a million. I can't think of any.
Yeah.
They hate each other. Ooh. Literally can't. There's like every couple in a movie. We'll come back to this.
Kirk Cameron and... James Cameron and... the lady who played Linda Hamilton.
The lady who played Linda Hamilton.
Oh, wait, Linda Hamilton. Yeah. Like, they were married for a while, right?
Yeah. And then Catherine Bigelow and James Cameron.
Are married now?
They were. I don't think they're married anymore.
So James Cameron was married to Catherine Bigelow and Linda Hamilton?
The actress that played Linda Hamilton, too.
James Cameron is into ladies that do not fuck around.
I know.
Like,
you can tell.
Yeah.
I mean, but those two.
Well, I'm into those two ladies as well, I guess. So.
I've heard about Linda Hamilton a long time.
I don't know. Linda Hamilton might be a little too much for me.
She's, well, I mean, her character that she plays.
Yeah. I don't really know Linda Hamilton.
I don't either. Sure, she's a lovely woman.
Yeah. If any of you know any personal stories about Linda Hamilton.
I would love that.
Or Catherine Bigelow. That would be wonderful.
More Linda Hamilton. Catherine Bigelow is, like, still relevant.
Whatever.
Anyway, so Artie's collecting her usual information. Yeah. She also is a wealth of knowledge. Let's put that out there. She collects from everybody.
And she's like, so he's like, hey, you know, your boy Sandin Glockta was in there, like, throwing down. You probably don't want to mess with that guy. And then she's like,
yeah, no shit.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to get on the wrong side of him, crippled or not. And he's like, no, you wouldn't. So he is actually smart enough to realize.
Finally.
That.
I think that talk with him really, actually. Yeah. Freaking.
And then she's like, how's the sword playing going? He's like, not bad. And he's like, how's the drinking going? And she's like, excellent, well. And I'm going to start using that. Excellent, well.
Excellent, well, thank you.
Which I really enjoyed.
Excellent, well. Now we got a little shorty to end our...
Shorty chapter.
Shorty.
Oh, let's crush this one.
Oh, this one was kind of cool. I was like, what?
Yeah, it's very like fast. Probably and so they're like. So they're, like, marching, and they got,
Jell and Horm.
You got, like, 40 royal guards with them, and they got the practicals, and Lieutenant Jell and Horm, and Galacta.
They're like, okay, let's arrest the head of the Mercer's Guild, and Galacta's like, fuck, I think we're too late, and everybody else is like...
Yeah, and Galacta's like, shit, I wish I could walk faster.
I can't go any further, but he's like, I can go fast, go...
They get to the door, and there's a huge door, and Lieutenant Jalen Horn's like, how the shit do we open this?
Yeah, what the hell, Jalen Horn? He's like a giant man. How do we open this door?
Practical Frost hurtled past, there's a thumping crack and a tearing of wood as he crashed into one of the doors with his burly shoulder, tearing it off its hinges and sending it crashing onto the floor of the room
beyond. That seems like it would be impossible.
She's not a rhinoceros.
I know.
Like, it's heavy wooden door. Is like,
they do make a point that everything in this whole... place looks very immaculate. Oh, it's quite cheap, but still.
It's just like. It was one of those homes from.
Oh, like the model homes?
Yeah, the model homes from.
Arrested Development. Yeah, exactly, that's what it seems like. Yeah.
The Guild of Mercers just have a blue home development.
That would be awesome. Great crossover. We're going to put it out there.
They're like the guild Mercer, the head of the guild of Mercer is like, shit, I wish knew we shouldn't have bought it. Actually, from those fucking
blue
guys.
This whole scene, if you put some funnier jokes in there, would be interesting. Like they're coming for the SEC is coming for the Booth family.
He's like in the attic hiding.
And it's like a dummy.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a huge fire roaring, which means they are guilty of doing misdeeds. Because they're trying to get rid of all this paperwork. So at first I thought they were making up the whole dodging taxes thing. But I mean, seems like something they were doing.
Guilty or no guilty, I feel like any kind of like headquarters, like, Argo, did you see Argo?
Yeah.
Like, you just want to burn the documents, like, no matter what it is.
I guess. Yeah, maybe. I assumed wrongdoing, but I guess it could be... That could be incorrect.
I mean, if they're shutting you down, why even give them, like, the accounts and everything, Might as well just burn that thing, them down.
What's that phrase called? When you burn everything in your wake? Slash and burn?
Oh, yeah.
Campaign? Is that right? Something and burn?
Charred earth? Charred soil?
Is it charred earth? Yeah.
Scorched earth.
Scorched earth campaign. Scorched earth policy, yeah.
Boom.
That's what they're doing.
Stonewall Jacksoning it.
Heyo, that's my nickname. That's not my nickname. they want Cult. That's who they're looking for. And they're going up, and da 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 da. He's like, oh, this place is so nice. These guys are loaded with money. They were right. The union was right. They're, like, stealing everything. And Magister Cult is sitting at his vast guild desk, just smiling. And he's happy until he sees... Glock is happy until he sees that there's a rope on his leg of the cabinet, and the other is around the Magister's neck.
Yeah.
So he's got an escape route.
So, he knows what's up as far as the torturing goes. He's like, I am not going to go through this shit for no reason. They're going to torture the shit out of me. I don't even know anything.
I don't even think they're going to... Well, I think he does. Well, he does, actually. But he's just like, I don't want to die.
And, yeah, I will take that... I'll take that jump out the window, personally, as well, so...
But old Practical Magic is slinking in the shadows, as per usual.
He's more
depth. It's amazing, like, that he can, like, barrel through a door, and then, like, he's like Buster, like, he, like, see no, speak no, and he just...
So, little, no one knows that on the weekends, Practical Frost is taking ballet classes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what's happening. It's actually, some NFL teams have made their offensive linemen take ballet classes.
I've heard this rumor.
And yoga, too, is becoming more popular.
Yoga makes sense for, like, any athletic pursuit.
Well, I think, especially for, like, an offensive lineman, like, you're blocking. It's a lot about balance.
Mm.
So, you guys are pushing you, and then you're off balance, you're trying. So, I think it's...
So, you need to have that that steel pillar of a leg.
Yeah, you gotta have that, like, a pillar of steel, I tell you.
Dude, I've never seen a leg like it.
Yeah, everything was oversized, overembellished, overexpensive. But who needs taste when you have money? Bluth Homes.
But oh, boom. Yeah, that was such a freaking zing.
Yeah.
So wait, we know about Caline, about your little arrangement. And then, who's Caline again? They keep bringing him up. I keep forgetting
who he is. I forget.
He's important. We need to look him up next time. I'm going to circle him. Or you could look him up on the internet. Because Glockta assumes that Caline was guilty. Wait, was he the one they tortured? The one that they tortured by the ocean? Or by the sailors? Because then Glockta's like, we all make mistakes. And he's like, mistakes, that's all you've made.
I don't know. I think it might have been the dock guy.
Yeah, and because the cult's like, no, you're an idiot. You've ruined everything. Yeah. You have no idea what you're doing. And cult's like,
yeah, he's like,
we had to pay the bankers. And it's like, who are the bankers?
Yeah, he was like, fool, the secretary carried the messages. He saw the confession. He knew everything. I never trusted swarmy shit. Kalane was loyal then. So they killed the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Glockta realizes this, but he's like, well, fuck. I mean,
sometimes shit happens.
He's like, I kind of knew that shit was going to happen. This wasn't a straight edge kind of situation here.
It doesn't really have any italics that are really surprising until we get to this mention about Valant and Balk.
Yeah.
The blood sucking vampire, vampire's bankers.
Oh, like they had a line here. He's like, you know nothing, cripple. I was like, oh, Jon Snow!
You know nothing, cripple, Jon Snow. They owe them thousands, millions. Cult's giggling, which you know that's when you go crazy. You start giggling.
You're just like, fuck it.
And then Glockta's like, finally like, wait, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
He's like, look in the closed councils. Look in the House of Questions.
Yeah, look in the university. Look in the banks, Glockta. And then Frost does his jump to grab him.
Mm-hmm.
Grabs a portion of his cape. Thingy.
Cheap ass robe from JCPenney.
From H&M.
Probably. H&M.
It looks great.
Forever 21, that stuff.
H&M looks great, fits great.
Give it two washes. Maybe two washes.
Yeah. Like a paper plate.
It is. It's funny that's the thing that actually convinces Glockta of everything he said. He was like, they wouldn't have cheap robes.
Yeah. So the robe tears, and then he just jumps out the window, and that's that. And Glockta's like, cheap clothes and expensive windows. If the cloth had been stronger, we would have got him. If the window had more lead, we would have got him. Lives hinge on such chances.
It is interesting that, Cult knew that Glockta doesn't know, really. Like, he assumes he has no idea what's actually going on. And he's, trying to, I don't know if he was really trying to guide him, more just trying to be like, you're an idiot. But, he's put him on a path of... Do you think... Obviously, Glockta's going to try to get down to the bottom of this.
Yeah. It's just how far along is Glockta going to go with...
He doesn't care about anything.
Not yet. He wants to get, I don't know, more power, I guess. Yeah. Just be able to do something.
I'm guessing that somebody's going to be put in physical danger. And her name is R.D. West.
Yep.
I'm curious to see when Pharaoh's gonna get involved. She's kind of like our Dany right now. She's like off in the Badlands.
Yeah.
She's like, way more badass. No offense to Dany, but come on. She doesn't have a dragon helping her out. Oh yeah, what are we doing next time?
So the next few chapters is 27 pages.
Oh, that's not bad.
And then,
or is that the next one too long?
Yeah, the next one's like 3. So that's like 30.
So we're doing 3 signs. Let's do 3 signs. The theatrical outfitters.
We could do 5, and it'll be less than this section.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, let's do it then. Barbarians. So let's do 5. Gate.
5 chapters. We're going
next. Through. That's a chapter. I hope it's about the game show next, and then Better Than Death. What could be better than death?
Wait, life. What?
I was just reading the names of the chapters.
Yes. Yes. 3 signs. Theatrical outfitters. Barbarians at the gate.
Next.
Better than death.
Yes, I just said that.
Yeah, but I was talking, so.
Look what we did. We came in under an hour.
Cool.
Which is impressive, because this is our longest.
There's a lot of chapters.
Hope you don't have any questions.
All right, guys. We're going to get ready to watch Game of Thrones in, 30 minutes.
Actually, 27 minutes.
27 minutes. I'm getting, like, jacked up right now.
I need to get some caffeine.
Woo! All right. See you guys next week.